Thank you for calling BizFi, your one-stop source for business financing. Please note, calls may be monitored for quality assurance. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it now, or press 9 for our dial by name directory. Otherwise, to help us direct your call, please choose.
Hey, Amy.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I wanted to ask you a question. I know I shot over an email this morning about, like, lenders who you guys would require to pay off. So I got some clarification from William, who's one of the owners here. He basically wants to know if there's a list that you could provide of all, like, lenders or MCA providers. Reason being is we're basically just trying to implement something in our internal CRM to create like a drop down so that if there is like a payoff require, we can just have a long list of lenders that we can select.
We don't actually have anything like that. There's so many people all the time coming into the space.
Yeah, for sure. One thing that I thought to look at is you guys have like membership to NAMA, right? I know a lot of times you've...
Yeah, I can send you that list.
Okay. I went to the SBA.
I'll just throw in, like, who I know. Oh, you logged into it?
No, we can't. Like, I already looked into membership to NAMA, and we can't be... We're not a direct lender, so we can't qualify for membership there. But I also looked at their website right now, and I'm not really getting much out of it.
Yeah, I can send you that list, and I'll just throw in, I'll throw in everybody else that I just know of.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, just a running list I think would be helpful, because we just want to be able to list those options in our system as a way to kind of, like, record that information for, you know, just reporting purposes.
Yeah, of course, I get you. What else I got here? Because I tried to, I've been attempting to track. Competitors in the space, depending on what they do.
Oh, okay. Is that something like you're kind of managing on your own as like a little project, or?
Yeah, it's easier said than done though, because there's, like I said, there's just new guys all the time. Where the fuck did I start? Where did I save this?
If you want, like, a second, if you could, like, you know, just shoot it over before you leave today, that'd be great. I don't need it right at this second.
That's no problem. Yeah, I gotta search my computer for it.
No worries. How's everything else been on your side of the...
Not too bad. Busy with month end.
Yeah, for sure. Just, similar. Yeah, we're just trying to, you know, stick it out and... get you know, tie up loose ends and stuff like that. But yeah, other than that, it's pretty good. I think Can is actually coming out here doing an office visit with us this afternoon. So I don't think I've actually met anyone from that company in person
before.
Yeah, I think it's like a higher up meeting with like Dean and Will and whatnot. But yeah.
Hopefully they take you all out to dinner or something.
Yeah, that would be pretty sweet, but I wouldn't count on it. Just like our relationship with them, like the reps we've had, there's been so many turnovers, so we're always getting like new people that, you know, we don't work with for too long, and I don't know, they're not very flexible in their ways, so.
Gotcha. They're definitely a good resource. They stick to it.
Exactly.
Okay. Can I just ask you a few questions? I'm just going to do some. How is this?
First off,
everything now. You Google Cashavan or list the Cashavan companies or something like that, and it's just ridiculous.
Oh, seriously? Should I just do that on my end? Like,
you're gonna get so much crap on your internet then?
Cashavan. Oh yeah. And they start by, like, location, too, and so there's, like, all these ones in San Diego I had no idea about.
Yeah, you guys have a bunch of places near you.
Mm-hmm.
National,
There's Reliant Funding too. I don't know if they're like a nicer shop like us, but if their name comes up, I think there's something called like Direct Capital in like Northern San Diego.
Big one. They do a lot of equipment leasing.
Okay.
You guys have a good amount of companies out there.
I see. Do they work with you guys as well?
Yeah. We work we pretty much between my floor and sales floor, we work with pretty much every company in the space. Well, every good company in the space.
Yeah. Yeah, we recently started partnership with Credibly, and they said that they have a good relationship with you guys too.
Yeah, we work with them on both sides. We fund a lot there. We also fund a lot of their deals.
Mm-hmm. Same kind of thing. Okay.
DFS, are they on here anymore? No, they're not there. Oh, they are there still. Huh, look at that. Okay, yeah, so I'll put something together and I'll send it over. The top will just be who's ever on SBFA.
Okay.
Below it will be pretty much just all the stackers and, we don't pay anybody off on our refis. I don't know if that affects you at all.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously you already know the other rules. Like, we're not going to pay off like 3 advances. We're not going to pay off over 150. There are occasional circumstances where we will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we have a deal where the guy qualifies for like 500 and he's got like 2 relatively big advances and 1 really small one, well, we'll want to take, if he doesn't want to take it out himself, maybe we'll do it. And really, in those special situations, it really depends on like the rest of the deal itself.
Okay. Yeah, I think for the most part, we're pretty familiar with your guys' policy on payoff and stuff. I guess he wanted to know just all the cash advance companies and lenders in the space. That's what I was meaning to ask all along.
It's a few dozen that I know, but it's an ever-growing list, unfortunately.
Totally. How long have you been in this industry?
2 years, 2 months.
Okay. Was BizFi your first job then out of college, or?
No, I was a public accountant out of college.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. Did you have to take like the CPA?
No, actually, I was studying for it. I interviewed here because one of my best friends from college was already working here.
And oh, cool.
I said to them, so I'm currently, I just started studying for my CPA.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys allow time off for that? Do you, do any tuition reimbursement, anything like that? And they're like, no, nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I didn't really like accounting, but that's what I did.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to go for my MBA then in a few years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like a financial analyst for a credit card processing company, and
okay.
Like the industry, credit card processing is pretty interesting, but I didn't really like finance, so.
I got you.
Yeah.
How long have you been here now?
I'll be coming up on a year in December, so.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's been an interesting transition for myself in my career, but I do like
super,
it.
Super different. It's super different. I never mm-hmm. thought I'd be working in anything like this before. But I love it. Having the ability to talk to as many people as I need to, like trying to explain it to a friend last night that you guys are our customers.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're also our customers. Yeah, the merchants are your customers, and you're, we're your client, and it's like a weird triangle structure.
Mm-hmm. It could go like in different directions and stuff. I totally get that.
Man, there's so many.
How long do you think? Like, what do you think that number is at? As far as like the list of
companies,
right, are you? Is it exceeding 100?
No. Well, theoretically speaking, there's. I don't even know. Oh, on NAMA, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 31.
Sounds pretty robust to me.
Yeah, right? I'm almost done, actually. Well, I mean, not it's done for what I have. And I hate that we pay some of these people off because they're just going to come in behind us, but technically speaking, we have to. Like, I don't want to pay off Yellowstone because they're just going to come back again and stack on me.
But yeah, totally. I remember when Rory was there, he would always, like, I don't know, if it was a decline, he would just say Yellowstone in the bank, sad face, or just, like, not, you know, not down for that.
Yeah, I mean, no good company in the space ever wants to pay Yellowstone, Pearl, Everest expansion, Knight. No one wants to pay those people off because
for sure
they're just going to come back.
Yep. And it's not helping, like, the customer either. It's like they're just going to fall back into that same trend.
Exactly. They don't know better. They, you know, a lot of those merchants just aren't very business savvy. All right, yeah, so I'm sending you the list right now. It's pretty much everything. I guess I left out Viking, but I don't really see them that much. Viking and World Global, I left them out, but I don't really see
okay.
them that much.
And there's also, like, cash advance lenders that are specific to industries, right? There's probably ones that can exclusively work with restaurants or work with, like, auto dealers.
Right,
yeah.
Right, and you won't even really, like, Next Wave? Next Wave does everything in the auto industry. Next Gear does everything. Like,
I see. Yeah, and
they do like the sales floors, and then they take out the daily payment with a UCC usually.
Okay.
So yeah, there are, I don't know all those. There are some specific ones that are tailored for this for those industries. You have Amex that does advances now. Obviously Square, who doesn't? You know, we don't pay off Square. Well, it's taking into consideration more of, like, an additional debt kind of thing. I don't know. Different things pop up kind of here and there. There's plenty of money to be made in space if you do it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's trying to get the last. I feel like everyone's trying to get the last of the untouched business.
Yeah. And since you've been in the industry for, like, 2 years now, have you seen, like, a ton of change from, like, when you started to today?
Oh, 1,000%. It's completely different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this job used to be super laid back. And now it's like being actually in a boiler mentality in the sense that it's constantly going. It's everyone's working nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
You walk into the minute you leave because there's so much competition. Who has the best technology? Who has the best people?
Yeah. And there's nothing really, like, proprietary about, like, you know, any of
zero.
This. With
there is zero.
Yeah. Cool. I got your email.
Nice.
Looks good.
Yeah, let me know if you need anything else. If you guys have any other questions. I was talking to Kara yesterday. I don't know if she followed up with you guys, that we've seen 100 submissions from you guys this month.
Dang.
They've been pretty good.
Okay.
You guys have actually one of the lowest decline rates of any of the major submitting, any ISO who submits, I guess.
Wow.
It's one of the lowest automatic decline rates. You're in the top 5-10 percentile for highest level pre-approvals and best quality deals. Now, the problem is that we haven't funded any deals.
When you say thermostat,
funding in October was from September.
Okay, so none of the new approvals have been funding.
Correct, and that's something that my management has been like, well, the deals are good. They're you know, in a good shop. They're intelligent. They're run well.
Yeah.
Because there's plenty of ISOs that are obviously just, like, you know, 5-10 people in an office.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to them and see what we can do. And Kara basically gave me, you know, the run through of, you know, we're competing against OnDeck and Can.
Mm-hmm.
We're never going to be able to beat online checkout.
Yeah.
Things like that. We know what our strengths are and we know what our weaknesses are. you know, and
right.
I can't, no one can make a sales rep sell at a certain place. We just gotta hope that, you know, we win a few deals. Because like I said, the deals are good. And,
yeah.
You know, even just converting a few of them. And you guys, I was looking at your refi portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
Really strong.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Really strong. Yeah. So every, cause yeah, with L2B2 and like this one other deal, Tekka, those are pretty much the only large deals that you guys have in collection.
Okay.
And they're both paying just
slowly.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that, I mean, you guys have a very, and you can, I've given that information to Kara and to Dean, and they've looked through, you know, they'll pull out and pull that data for tracking information. And they saw, I was like, listen, you guys have like a 96% collection, like, which is absolutely phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. So cool, that's good to hear.
Anything we convert with you guys comes back and it gets refied. And, you know, that's more money.
Yeah. And to be honest, like, I think, like, Dean would prefer, you know, us funding more deals with you guys for the syndication aspect. It's just a matter of being able to have the rep sell the terms that we're comfortable with for participation, which, you know, generally we would probably, you know, condense the term, make it under 12 months, like, just kind of guidelines like that, but not everything falls into those buckets. So
yeah, I was talking about that a while, like when we were going back and forth on a 15-month deal you guys had, where if I knew how strong the deal was, I would have I would have told the closer to not go to 15 months on it. That way I could have convinced, you know, like whoever decides about our syndication to syndicate. But because it was 15 months and it had like 10 points, he's like, yeah, I gave it to one of my best closers who can get a ton of points, you know, can get max term, best point, like all the points and everything. He's like, if I knew that was the case, I would have given it to somebody who's going to like actually look at the deal and think, how am I going to get this to a refi? How am I going to get syndication on this, et cetera?
Yeah.
We have reps here like that too. Like guys,
that's cool.
You know, guys who have been selling for forever that can, you know, convince, you know, other guys who are thinking about the bigger picture.
Yeah.
It really depends on the management side, you know, how you want to do it. You guys are looking to syndicate more. I've given him all the information. He knows the quality you guys have. It's more of just, you know, just converting a few here and there. It goes a long way.
Yeah, for sure.
So yeah, I mean, whatever. Like I said, anything you guys ever need from me from that side, let me know. We'll get on the phone. I can talk to anyone, and even any closers, anything.
All right. Cool. Yeah, you've been a great resource, and we really appreciate your guys' transparency and willingness to work with us. So keep it up. All right. Thanks. You too. Take care, Jeff. Bye.